Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen, it's Health Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
Just as your brain changes with age, so just as your brain, just as your body changes with age, so does your brain. And you might think of this as something that happens in later in life, but there's been some recent research that's saying that an abnormal protein can start to accumulate in your brain as early as your 20s. So what are some things that you can do to get a healthier brain in just 2 weeks, other than the things you did in your 20s that, you know, kind of degrade the gray matter? So we're not talking about that. We're talking about increasing that. And my guest is Dr. Gary Small. He's a professor of psychiatry and aging and the director of the UCLA Longevity Center. Welcome to the show, Dr. Small. So our brain is really, God, it's an amazing thing. The teenage brain is a whole nother show. But what can we do to make our brains a little bit sharper, a little bit younger, be able to focus a little bit better?
There are so many things we can do, and people don't realize how much control they have over their brain aging. Physical exercise. We know it's great for the heart. Well, guess what? It's one of the best things you can do for your brain. Mental stimulation. Everybody's interested in brain gyms. What can we do to keep our neurons healthy and limber? Well, a lot in terms of mental stimulation. We can learn memory techniques that can boost performance almost immediately and have sustained results for years. We can manage stress better. Stress is the enemy of your brain.
Total enemy.
Oh, my goodness. But yet, we can reset it. There are simple exercises we can do that will alter your brain wiring in a very short period of time. And of course, the big area is what we're consuming. First of all, we're consuming too much. We have an epidemic of obesity and overweight, which only increases your risk for Alzheimer's disease. And we also have to think about the kinds of fats, the kinds of proteins, and the kinds of carbohydrates that we ingest. It can be either good for the brain or attack it.
So let's start with what we ingest, and then I want to get into some of those brain exercises.
Sure.
But omega-3s, you know, are good healthy fats, avocados and fish and herring and all of these wonderful omega-3s that we can get from nuts and things. Do these help the brain? I mean, the brain's a muscle, right, Dr. Small? So I'm an exercise physiologist. I know how muscles work and how they get stronger and everything. Is the brain work the same way? And can those foods help that?
Well, you know, it is a muscle in the sense that we can build it up and strengthen it. But, you know, you mentioned omega-3 fats. It turns out the brain is 70% fat. So you want to get those good fats into your brain. And what's great about omega-3s and the omega-9s from olive oil and avocados is that they will fight inflammation. Now, inflammation is a normal physiological reaction. If you sprain an ankle or you get an infection, your inflammatory cells repair your body, repair the cells in the body. The problem is, as we age, and if we have too much body fat, this is pro-inflammatory, increases inflammation. So those generally helpful inflammatory cells start attacking normal cells. And if you mentioned the amyloid, if you look inside the amyloid plaques in the brain that you see in Alzheimer's disease, you also see evidence of inflammation. So we want to fight it with these omega-3 fats.
Well, I think we're learning more and more about inflammation and its, you know, dangerous role in the body and stress and cortisol and these inflammatory processes that are really contributing to heart disease and brain decline and all of these things. Now, to strengthen our brain with some exercises, I'd always heard that balancing your checkbook or doing a crossword puzzle, any of those kinds of things were helping. But now there's like apps and things and games. And tell us about some of the things we can do.
So, you know, this basic principle that if you stimulate your mind, it's going to protect it is true from the studies. But it's, you know, the level of the evidence is a bit like what a lawyer would say is circumstantial. It doesn't prove a cause and effect relationship. Now, having said that, we've actually done studies where we have people search online and we can show in the brain that we can exercise it and improve the neural connections. So we always recommend stimulating your mind because it definitely does improve neural circuitry. Now, whether it fights off Alzheimer's, we're not sure. However, we can learn practical mental techniques, it actually boosts memory performance. And in my book, 2 Weeks to the Younger Brain, I introduce a very simple technique we call focus and frame, which is very easy in terms of boosting memory.
Tell us about it.
So focus and frame is basically the idea that you have to focus your attention to remember. That's the biggest reason that people don't remember, is they're simply distracted. And frame is a way to frame the information so it has meaning. If something is meaningful, it will be memorable. And we often like to use visual images and link them up in our mind to help us remember, because our brain is very visual. In fact, it's evolved so that the visual circuits are very helpful for memory. So let's say you want to remember names and faces. It's the biggest complaint people have as they age. So if you want to remember somebody's name and face, you think of an image that helps connect it and bring it back later. So if you meet a young lady named Lisa and she has a nice smile, you might think of the painting Mona Lisa.
Oh, see, that's really cool. And I do that too. I help my kids to study with moniker, you know, mnemonics and things that they can use to remember. We make up little songs. So I get that. Now, so many of us, Dr. Small, are multitaskers, and you're saying focus and frame. So focusing, I have to do this every day on my shows. Every day. I have to focus on what you docs are saying. Otherwise, I will sound like an idiot. But multitasking is something that we are such a society of. Is that taking away from our, because some people think that multitasking is making your brain, oh, be able to, you know, send out neurons in every different direction, and it's making us much smarter and stronger, but it's not, is it?
It's, you know, multitasking has a mixed effect on us. On the one hand, we can build multitasking skills, and in fact, there's a computer game that can get a 70-year-old to start multitasking like an untrained 20-year-old. So we can build these skills. But in general, we push the envelope too much. We have the perception that we're getting more done, but in fact, we're making more errors. So it's not efficient. I myself know that if I have a deadline on something I'm writing, if I put away all the devices and I focus my attention and stop multitasking, I am amazed on how efficient I become. So I
True.
Think the more we can unitask and limit the multitasking, the better we're going to be.
I agree with you. And I think that, you know, when you know that you've got to get something done, or back in graduate school, you had a paper and you just stopped, you put away all the rest of the stuff and you concentrated on it, you did get more done. So focusing, I get that. And framing, what does that mean? How do we frame these things so that we can work, you know, to really get that younger brain, and does it work faster? We only have a minute left, a minute and a half.
Well, there's a little bit of pressure, my goodness.
I know.
What you can do, well, look at, you know, you said yourself you do this naturally, because, you know, when you're doing an interview, you're focusing and framing information in a way that you've built up this mental template. But you can artificially, in a way, work that better. So you can focus on the problems you might have, names and faces. I gave you an example there. Errands, going on a shopping spree without writing it down, you can create a little story that links up the information. So I have to get eggs, stamps, and also my dry cleaning. I see myself holding an egg that has a stamp on it. The egg falls on my coat, so I have to get it dry cleaned.
I love that, and that's a really cool way to really work your brain. 30 seconds, tell the listeners where they can find more information about you, your books, anything.
So try my website, drgarysmall.com, drgarysmall.com. Go on Amazon or any of the book websites and write in 2 weeks to a younger brain. You'll find it, read it, you're going to really enjoy it.
2 weeks to a younger brain. Got great information in it on how to get that younger brain. These good exercises that Dr. Small just gave us. That's so cool. And I'm going to try some of them right away so that I don't forget stuff, because I'm a list maker. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned and stay well.